He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the February 10th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Invest in ProFlowers. I see that thing breaking out here recently. FLWS. They must be expecting a big weekend over at ProFlowers. The market's having a pretty good day. A lot of love going on right now in the market. The S&P 500's up almost 7 points. We're at 2,053. The Dow is up 52 points. We're at 17,781. The NASDAQ is up almost 20. The NASDAQ is at 4,745. We've got crude oil down about 1% at 52.38. We've got the gold markets down 0.5%. Gold still cannot make any kind of headway whatsoever. Gold is at $1,234 per ounce. The euro is at 1.319. And the 10-year yield, wow, bumping its head on 2% again, 1.99. So all those folks that were chasing bonds, as the yield dropped and the bond market soared, now they're getting a little bit of a sell-off here in the bond market. And I would say that today the market's taking its cue from Greece. Greece is going to probably, more than likely, have to do a U-turn on the promises they made to the people during the election. Greece is between a rock and a hard place, and today they're starting to back down just a little bit, and that's boosting our markets right now. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. I'd like to welcome in our new listeners in Southern California and the Inland Empire. My wife and I were up that way over the weekend. We're now on KCAA, the station that leaves no listener behind in the Inland Empire. We went through the Inland Empire to get to Santa Anita Racetrack. On Saturday, we were invited to watch our friend. We have a friend that's a trainer at the Santa Anita Racetrack. And he had a horse that was running against California Chrome and Shared Belief in the big race. One of the big races, I believe it was a $500,000 race. Hey, that's a lot of dough. We went and watched the horse run on Saturday. He led for the better part of the race, and then going into the turn, all of a sudden, he just pretty much stopped running. And there was obviously something happened. Something went haywire, and the vets are checking him out and everything. Who knows, had he not injured himself, if he could have wired that field of California Chrome and Shared Belief. Shared Belief ended up winning the race, beating California Chrome. We were in the 9 post position right next to California Chrome. So when we were in the saddling paddock, in the ring where, you know, they put the mount the jockeys and everything. And we were right next to the Chromies. So I got some pictures of the cowboy that owns him and his partner and the big following that was there. One lady dressed up in a like the Tin Man or something, like a Chromie, I guess. That's kind of weird. I got some good pictures of the horse as he came around. Quite a thrill, quite exciting. It ended up raining all day in Southern California, but it was a fun time. Okay, what's going on? Greece, you know, pretty much on the front burner right now in the market. We saw on Monday of this week, the markets were up. And then all of a sudden, Greek news. Actually, they never were up. They started off slow and they started off very slow and ended even lower. So it was basically around Greece. Greece has been taking the hard line that we're not going to back down. But you know what? They really don't have much leverage here. They're going to have to back down. They're short of money. They need, what is it? I believe $7 billion. Let me look that up here. $10 billion. They're trying to arrange for a bridge loan, and they want new terms on the loan that they've already agreed to pay back, and it's just not going to happen. Now they've threatened to get the money from somewhere else. They've threatened to get the money from the U.S., and I even heard Congressman, or is he Senator, Bernie Sanders talking about, gee, I think the Fed should bail out the Greeks. You know what? I don't like that idea. I think the Greeks should bail out the Greeks. I think they should change their ways and live within their means and get their house in order and get their economy back on track. They've had a long time to do that. Instead, they want to go the other direction, promising everybody jobs for life and benefits for life and all this kind of thing, socialism, basically, or even more than that. I don't think we should get involved in bailing them out. And they've said, well, then we'll turn to Russia. We'll get Putin to bail us out. We'll ally with our friends in Russia. Well, okay, whatever you want to do. But in the end, I think what's going to happen is they're going to have to back down. Now, Alan Greenspan doesn't think that. He thinks that the Greeks are going to leave the euro, that they're going to go back to their own currency, and their currency will fail. So it is an interesting story to watch, regardless of what the outcome is. And the market gets nervous, and the market reacts to news coming out of Greece on a daily basis. And today, the news is a little bit softer, and that's why the market's up. Hey, if you got a kid looking for a job, or if you're looking for a job, Home Depot is going to hire 80,000 people for the spring rush. That's their Christmas time. Boy, I've made my share of trips to Home Depot in February and March, as that's kind of our season here when we start planting our tomatoes and our boysenberries and our string beans and our pepper plants, etc. And the Home Depot stores start filling up with folks, filling their little basket full of all kinds of garden tools and goodies to beautify the yard. It may not be until August in Boston until they thaw out and people start going to the Home Depot. Home Depot is a stock that I continue to own here at Gunderson Capital Management. I own it in my conservative growth account, and it pays a pretty good dividend of 1.7%. And if you haven't looked recently, it's also hitting new all-time highs as the depot. So 80,000, they're looking for 80,000 people to help for the spring selling season. There's a job tip for you. Coca-Cola, another big member of the Dow Jones Industrial Average, also helping the markets out a little bit this week. Although Coca-Cola, a very slow grower recently. I mean, and it's not going to get any better. They're growing at a rate of about 7% per year. That's been the last 5 years. But over the last 12 months, they've had zero growth. No growth whatsoever. You know what? It's the law of numbers. This is now a $187 billion company. Where do you grow when you're that big? I don't know. They need to come up with some kind of a innovative plan to keep the growth going, but they did report a quarter that was bigger than expected. And of course, when you have a big member of the Dow like that, it also has a big impact on the Dow. I'm just not a fan of the big stodgy old stocks of yesteryear. Coca-Cola pays a nice dividend. It pays a 2.8% dividend, but the stock really hasn't gone much of anywhere recently. And in fact, let's just look at the numbers here real quickly on Coca-Cola. We go to the Best Stocks Now app, which will tell you very quickly what a stock has done for us recently, which I think is very important, taking a look at the track record. Coca-Cola over the last 3 years has underperformed the market by quite a wide margin. The S&P has been going up at a clip of about 15% per year. Coca-Cola, and this includes the dividend, has been moving at a clip of 9.7%. Out of the 3,947 stocks that I follow, Coca-Cola comes in at number 3,082. Now, it's a big Atlanta, the pride of Atlanta. We broadcast in Atlanta. Nothing against the company, but as a stock, it hasn't been real good to investors. It's been okay. It's been okay. But lately, the growth has really gone flat at the big KO Coca-Cola. Where is the growth these days? Where are the companies that are growing their earnings? Because almost always, when you grow your earnings, the stock appreciates alongside with that growth in earnings. Let me give you an example. When we come back, this is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. And, you know, companies have life cycles. Coca-Cola at one time, you know, was a very strong growth company. I can remember, you know, when they first spread into Latin America and swept through. Boy, you're hard-pressed. I mean, you go to a tiny little market in the middle of nowhere in Baja, California, and you're going to get a Coke there if you want a Coke. If that's your poison, they've got it. So where else is there to go to expand, you know? And that becomes an issue with companies. Sometimes they start breaking the company up. Usually that's the best thing, break it off into parts. I'm sure there's some segments of Coca-Cola that are growing faster than others. But for now, I prefer to buy companies that are growing at a faster rate, because there's almost a one-for-one correlation between earnings growth. I mean, if you look at a company that's been growing by 6% over the last 5 years, you're going to find a stock that's been appreciating by about 6% over the last 5 years. And if you find a company that's been growing by 25% over the last 5 years, you're going to find a stock that's been appreciating by 25%. That's one thing that the invention of the Best Stocks Now app many years ago taught me, is this correlation. You look at the 5-year earnings growth, and then you look at the 5-year track record of the stock, and they're almost matched one for one. So obviously you want to try to find companies that are going to continue to grow into the future, and I don't see that in Coca-Cola. Therefore, I do not own Coca-Cola, nor would I buy it for the dividend of 2.8%, because in addition to the dividend, I want capital appreciation. So let's give an example of a stock that right now is continuing to move higher, and it's been growing at a rate over the last 5 years of 80% per year. That's right, 80%. Coca-Cola is 7%. And this company is expected to grow into the future at a clip of about 23% per year. All right, that's a big difference from the big Atlanta-based Coca-Cola, which also sells about 80% of its product outside of the U.S. And with a very strong dollar, that's also a little bit of an issue here with Coca-Cola. Well, I don't think they said too much about that in their earnings report, but still, it is a little bit of a headwind. Instead, I like a tailwind, all right? So let's go overseas. Let's go over to the Netherlands, and let's get a look at a stock that's benefiting from a strong U.S. dollar and a weak currency in their country, which makes for a little bit of a competitive advantage as they sell their products on the world stage. NXP Semiconductors. I know you've heard of Intel, and you've heard of AMD, and you've heard of Qualcomm and other chip companies. NXP Semiconductors is not exactly a household name. It went public in 2010 at about $10 per share. Today it's $81 per share. Very successful company, very successful IPO, a company that has been returning some nice returns to shareholders over the years, and it is a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. I think it's in my moderate growth account. It represents about a 3.5% position in that account. NXP Semiconductors is a Netherlands-based provider of mixed signal analog, power management, RF, and digital processing semiconductors. And as I said, over the last 5 years, they've been growing their earnings at a rate of 80% per year. The symbol on NXPI, or NXP Semiconductors, is NXPI. It's a $19 billion market cap company. All right, this isn't a micro cap stock. This isn't a small cap stock. This is now a large cap company that has gone from $10 a share back in 2010 when it came public once again to $81 per share. It's an eight bagger since its IPO. And they're expected to continue to grow into the future. Let's take a look at the performance of the stock. Over the last, we've got a three-year track record now on NXPI. Over the last 3 years, NXPI has averaged, if you take the price of where it was 3 years ago and the price where it is today and work it out, it comes out to 54% per year. During that same period of time, NXPI, or the market, has delivered 15% per year. So this one's about 3.5 times over the last 3 years what the stock market, what the S&P 500 has done. Over the last 12 months, NXPI is up 55% while the market's up 13%. It's one of the strongest performers in the entire market. And over the last 3 months, it's up 10%. In fact, it hit a new all-time high last Thursday. Broke out. Now it's settled back just a little bit. Okay, that's all fine and dandy. The performance is great, Gunderson. You've convinced us. It's gone from 10 to 80. That's a success story. And it continues to march higher. But you're looking in the past. You're looking in your rearview mirror. The Padres just signed a new pitcher, James Shields, which takes us from 30 to 1 to win the World Series to 18 to 1 to, hey, I better get over to Vegas and get some money down on my Padres this year, which are looking pretty good. Maybe the season tickets have just gone up in value, too. We're pretty excited. But the Padres got James Shields on his track record over the last 8 years. He's averaged 200 innings per year, got a pretty good ERA, got a pretty good win-loss record. So does NXPI. What about the future? Well, in the stock market, we look at the future through valuation. That's half of my equation here. Little under half, because safety and the technical patterns is part of the equation. Safety, value, performance, and the technical pattern. Going into the future, over the next 5 years, NXPI is expected by the analysts that follow the company to grow by 22.5% per year over the next 5 years. And is currently trading at a forward PE of just 12. That means it's trading at a steep discount to its growth rate, which shows up in the PEG ratio. 12 divided into 22 is 0.55. It means it's trading at a steep discount to its growth rate. Is that a guarantee that it's going to go up 22% per year for the next 5 years? Absolutely not. Past performance, no guarantee. Just as we'll find out with James Shields this year, whether past performance was a true indicator of how well he'll do in the 2015 baseball season. NXPI is the stock that I currently own at Gunderson Capital Management. It fits my criteria, which are strong performance, relative performance. In fact, it currently has a relative strength of 92. One of the top performers in the market. Strong technical pattern, and I still find it to be a good value. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, there's still got tug of wars going on in the market that create volatility. One day the bears tug a little harder, and one day the bulls tug a little harder. But obviously, over the long haul, over the last 5.5, almost 6 years now, we're less than 1 month away from the 6-year anniversary of this current bull market. The bulls have really held sway in the overall tug-of-war of the buy-sell side of the market, haven't they? I mean, the market has more than tripled. You can't argue with that. You can't say, well, the bulls have had all kinds of advantages. They've had the Fed behind them. They've had money printing. They've had fiat currency, all kinds of artificial stimulus in their system, performance-enhancing drugs, PEDs, if you will. Well, you know what? Hey, as an investor, that's all I know, is the market has more than tripled during that period of time. All right, okay, maybe the market didn't play fair. I don't know, but my 401k's done well over the last 3 years. My IRAs have done well. Money under management at Gunderson Capital Management has swelled over the last 5-6 years. So, you know what? We're going to take advantage of it, and we're going to make as much hay while the sun is shining. And when the sun's not shining, we're going to do something else for a while. But we haven't had to do that yet, because we still have an economy that can support higher numbers on the Dow, on the S&P, on the NASDAQ. We're not at outrageous valuations. Our economy is still growing. It could be growing a lot faster, but it's growing. We could be producing a lot more jobs than we are, but we're producing jobs. So for now, we continue to take advantage of what's being offered to us, and we're going to make as much money as we can while the sun is shining. And obviously, it's all about being in the right places. The sun's not shining everywhere. The sun's not shining in Brazil, in their markets. The sun's not shining in Greece, in their markets. The sun is not shining in Europe, in their markets. The sun is not shining in Japan. The sun is shining brightest right now in the U.S. stock market. And even then, you still have to be more specific. As we went through our macro run through the market earlier this week, we found out that pharmaceuticals, still a very good place to be. Why? Because they're growing. They continue to grow their earnings, and they continue to be reasonably priced. They're not being impacted by a strong U.S. dollar. They've got Obamacare at their back, more people coming into the system. That's been a leading sector for a long time, and it continues to be a leading sector. The biotechs continue to be a leading sector. The real estate investment trust, the REITs, anything real estate related continues to be a leading sector. Low interest rates are a boost to that sector. And we went through a few other sectors, including defense aerospace, which has been a leading sector here. And there's bad sectors in the market, sectors that aren't participating. A strong dollar hurts the multinationals. Our products are way less competitive on the world stage right now than they used to be. And anything commodity related, not doing so hot, although we're getting a little bit of a rebound here in oil prices, oil related stocks, being in the best sectors in the market, also important. And then as you can see, there's superior companies that are still growing, that still represent reasonable valuations, and then there's big old stodgy old stocks of yesteryear that just can't grow anymore, the IBMs, the General Electrics, the Coca-Colas of the world. Slow growth should equate to slow capital appreciation. You're not going to lose too much in these companies, and you're not going to make too much in these companies. It's kind of like the old asset allocation. You're not going to lose too much in an asset allocation when the market goes south, and when the market's roaring, you're not going to make too much because it will be offset by the returns of the bond market. So for that reason, I'm not a fan of asset allocation. I rank 5,000 mutual funds. I only have about, several hundred in my app. But I have a separate database that has about 5,000 mutual funds, and I rank them on a daily basis, perennially. At the bottom of the heap are the asset allocation mutual funds. What does that tell you? They're very mediocre performers, and people scoff at me. Financial planners scoff at me. Well, that's fine. You know what? I read an interview. It was quite interesting. I guess Mr. Bob Dylan, who I've been a fan of over the years, gave quite a speech to the Music Care group that awarded him for his songwriting skills. And he said, you know, I don't like a lot of the songs. I don't think ABBA belongs in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He says, after all, it's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And, you know, I just don't think that asset allocation personally is the way to go. It's the easy way out for a financial planner, and it sounds all good, and it's all academic and this and that. But I just think you can do better being in the asset classes that are buoyant and flourishing at any given point in time, and then avoiding them when that inevitable bear market comes to every asset class. Over the years, we've seen inevitable bear markets come to tulip bulbs, to shipping companies back in the 1800s. We've seen bear markets come to oil. We've seen bear markets come to single-family homes. We've seen bear markets come to dot-com stocks. Eventually, valuation has its day, and valuation is very important to stay and keep track of. And then when the bear comes to an asset class, why be in that asset class? See, that's my argument against asset allocation. And I think they're starting to find a lot of holes in that asset allocation model. But look, everybody's entitled to manage money how they want to manage money. And everybody as an investor is entitled to choose how they want their money managed and what methodology that they want to apply. If you go to Vanguard, to John Bogle, he'll tell you buy some indexes, allocate your assets, and stay put. Tweak it a little bit as you get older. All right? Okay, everybody's different. Anyways, let's give another example here of a company. I sent out a tweet. I send out maybe 5 tweets a day. I'm very selective. Something's got to really make my eyeballs pop out for me to get on there and write a little tweet saying, hey, look at this thing. It's breaking out right now. It's like number 40 in my app right now, and it is a stock that I own at Gunderson Capital Management. I send out a little tweet. If you're on Twitter, I'm at Bill Gunderson. I have thousands of followers. If you're on StockTwits, I'm at Bill Gunderson. I have thousands of followers. And they like, I guess, to see what I have to say during the day. And at the end of the day, you can just go to my website at pwstreet.com and you can see what I said. The summary, so you don't have to watch all day long. And also on my app, Best Stocks Now, there's a button there, Daily Tweets. Just click on it and there's the tweets that I sent out during the day. One of the stocks that I sent out a tweet on yesterday is another stock that I own. Very much an under-the-radar company out of New York, New York. It's an insurance company. It's a $4.4 billion market cap company, which is kind of a sweet spot in the market this year. Mid-cap stocks, U.S. stocks, have been a sweet spot in the market. And this is right in the sweet spot, one of the stocks. And it's also been a great performer over the years that I would say very few people know about. AmTrust Financial, AFSI, has delivered 43% per year over the last 5 years. It's up 70% over the last 12 months. It's getting ready, hopefully, to break out to new all-time highs, and I find the stock still cheap. It's expected to grow by 15% per year over the next 5 years, and yet it's trading at just 10 times forward earnings. Here's another one of those favorable pay ratio companies. a company trading at a discount to its growth rate. And believe it or not, even though it's not in the most exciting industry, they offer workers' comp, compensation insurance, special property and casualty, specialty risks, and extended warranty insurance. It's been a great stock over the years. In fact, out of 3,947 stocks in my database, it currently comes in at number 24. AmTrust Financial, AFSI on the NASDAQ. Again, number 24 out of 3,947. Here's one that the best stocks now come from all walks of life. You know, we just went through and gave the numbers on a semiconductor stock. Well, here's an insurance stock. Here's a workers' compensation stock that has very similar attributes. Those attributes that I prize so much. Narrow down that list from 3,947 clear down to number 24. And again, it is the stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack, was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we're coming up on a big anniversary here. It was March 9th of 2009 that the S&P finally hit bottom at 666. Boy, I remember those days and the months leading up to that. It was gruesome. It was gruesome for a lot of people and a lot of different industries, a lot of different areas of the country. Home prices were plunging. Equity was plunging. People were losing their homes, foreclosures. It was ugly. It was nasty. And blame it on whoever you want to blame it on. I think there was a lot of parties that shared the blame in what happened back in 08 and 09. But at least we live to tell about it, and here we are almost 6 years later. The bull market will turn six in just about 4 weeks from now. And we know what's happened since then. The bull has gone from 666 on the S&P 500 to where we are today. What are we, 2053, something like that, which is more than a triple. And a variety of reasons have brought that about. I would say the biggest reason, the most credit in my book goes to the Fed, which did some unconventional things, some controversial things that at the time many people predicted doom for the United States of America financial system, doom for the markets, doom for the dollar, doom for interest rates, etc. Doom for inflation. Runaway inflation, in fact, is what they thought would happen. Instead, what's happened? The market's tripled. Home prices have come back. Unemployment's gone from 11.8 to 5.8. There's absolutely no inflation, and interest rates remain low. And again, I give credit, mostly, the vast majority of the credit, to our Fed. Whether you like the Fed or not, whether you think it should be banned, it's pretty hard to argue with results, the results that have ensued since that low of 2009. Now the question is, how much longer can this bull market last? And is it too late to get in? Well, I've had this question asked of me for the last several years. 4 years ago. Wow, Bill. Now that the S&P is back above 1,000, is it too late to get in? Well, since it went back above 1,000, it's doubled since then. 3 years ago, well, now that it's back to 1,300, Bill, can it still go up? And now that it's at 2,050, can it still go up? Well, it's all based on growth. Just like the individual stocks that we talk about, When the growth disappears from the individual stocks, the stocks start to go sideways. And worse yet, if individual stocks start turning in negative numbers, losses instead of profits, the stock starts going down. And likewise, the indexes, the S&P, the Dow, they look to growth in the economy. They look to growth of earnings at individual companies. And when those earnings start to stagnate, and when our GDP starts to stagnate, then the stock market's going to start going sideways. And when our GDP starts to contract, then the stock market's going to start going down again. And we call that a bear market, a primary trend. Whatever the primary trend is determines whether or not we're in a bear or a bull. And looking back over the last almost 6 years, I print that chart every single week. Look at the left-hand corner. Look at the right-hand corner. Is it sloping up? Is it sloping sideways? Is it sloping down? As long as earnings continue to grow, as long as GDP continues to grow, that's the U.S. economy, as long as inflation remains tame, as long as interest rates remain low, the bull market can continue. We don't know when, nobody knows when it's going to end. But we certainly watch all the little bits and pieces of news that come out on a weekly basis that show us the overall health of the U.S. economy. So it will come to an end at some point in time. No bull market goes forever. There's a lot of people that adhere to the seven-year cycle, just like in the Old Testament, right? Egypt had 7 years of plenty and 7 years of lean. Some people have looked to that seven-year cycle. We're in this. We'll start the seventh year in another month. But you know what? The way to do it really is to take it a day at a time. There's not much more you can do than that. Take it a week at a time. And every week in my newsletter, I sum up the parts and give you my opinion on the overall market. And I've been bullish for the last 6 years, almost 6 years. And I will not be bullish forever. There's going to be a time when I'm going to say, hey, it's time to pull in your horns. We've made as much money as we possibly can. We've made as much hay while the sun was shining. And now it's time to preserve. And maybe even try to make a little money if things get ugly on the way down through some of the inverse funds. So every week I publish my newsletter, and it gives the summary of what I think of the current market. And then, of course, we dive down into the indexes, down into the sectors, down into the asset classes, and right on down into the individual companies, like the two we featured today, that I believe are flourishing right now and can continue to flourish going forward if they continue to do what they've been doing in the past, and if the analysts are anywhere close to being right, and if the company can execute. The newsletter goes out every weekend. You can sign up at pwstreet.com, pwstreet.com. And obviously, there's a big difference in the way we manage money here. We're not asset allocators, nor am I an annuity company selling you annuities. No, I'm a money management company. Do things a little bit different. And, you know, if you like what you hear, if you want to explore a little bit further, you can talk to us. We have some good people that can explain what we do here, who manages the money, who you could talk to if you're not happy, or who you can talk to if you have a question. You can call us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. I don't know that we're in all the states in America, but we manage money for folks all across America. Again, that's 855-611-BEST or PWStreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.